Hello, everyone. This is George Watkins. Welcome to our Sunday Night Blessing Live. Glad you stopped by. Trust that what we say and do and our prayers together and some of the scriptural teachings that we dig into will be a blessing to you today. Stay tuned as we join the live broadcast, and then you're welcome to make a comment, send us a note, and just enjoy the time together. God bless. See you soon.
Well, hello, everyone. This is a great night. I've done almost 700 videos in the last couple of years, and this is the first live one. And it's an amazing difference in the preparation and the pressure. Like, whoa, here it comes. If I goof up on the video, I can start it again. But tonight, you get what you get. Thank you for stopping by, and I know we'll have some new friends join us. Often people can't make a particular time, but they can tune into it later because it will be rebroadcast. So if you have a comment, send it to me. I can catch it on my comment list. If you tell me where you are, wave at me. Just let me know you're there. Just good to be together in a different setting. I just had a report read to me from my newscaster that I live with, my wife. She says, hey, look at this. Brings up a notice of a man who has worked for years in the world. 35 years he has worked for an outfit that works with the persecuted Christian church around the world, 25 or so nations in the last 35 years. And he was reporting on the effect of the pandemic, the effect in our nation, and the negative words that are coming out, even from church people, you know, leaders. This is the end of the church, and we're going to go down the tubes, and we're having such persecution that, you know, it's over for us. Well, I have never experienced a wave of fear from the body of Christ who is not supposed to fear. I think one of the most repeated statements in the scriptures is fear not. And so, but this whole thing about the pandemic, the disease, you know, the virus, and now the government and the ugly things that are coming out of Washington, D.C., there's a lot of fear and trembling. Well, this fellow goes on to write about the greatest revival in the history of the world is happening right now. Now, listen to this. This is great. Listen to this. You know where it's happening? Iran. There are more Muslims turned to Christ in the last 45 years or 40 years than there has been in the last 1,400 years since the Muslims took over that region. In the last 40 years. And you know why? Because they turned over the power of the state to the imams, and that the Ayatollah has been credited, could be credited, with more converts than anyone in history. Supernatural news. And you need to hear that. I need to hear that. I need to hear the good news of the gospel. So what does that say to us? I know we're facing some scary things, and we hear things coming out of Washington, the predicted laws they're trying to pass. But I tell you what it's doing to the church. It's waking us up. And there is a stir among the body of Christ because of the pressure that's come. There's an Old Testament repetitive scenario about the Israelites. And there's a term in the Old Testament that says they took their ease in Zion. You know, they went to sleep like the church in America has done. And every time the Israelites had it easy, they started worshiping idols. Every time. Long comes the bad guys, the Philistines or whoever, beats them up a little bit, captures them, takes them on, you know, and then they start calling out on God again. Wow. The human nature is the same. And without God, it always heads to the ditch. Every time God gets out, they lose sight of God. They sink, just like Peter did in the boat. You know, in the water, rather, out of the boat. So be encouraged. I think I told this one a few days ago, or maybe a couple of weeks ago. The report that the Chinese have said, one leader in particular, he had been in prison. He's one of the greatest spiritual leaders in the Chinese church. And he said, I've got a request. Don't send us money. And don't pray that persecution will leave us. He said, if you do, the same thing's going to happen to us that's happened to the American church. It's going to get fat and lazy, and we're going to spend our time just counting our money instead of pressing into the kingdom of God. Be encouraged. Things are happening. Now, what does that have to do with us as we're tuned in to the Lord's kingdom, as we are listening to the Father's voice? What does that have to do with us? Let's bring it all in now. I've kind of scattered around the world. We've talked about international and national stuff, but really the relationship that you and I have with the Father is the foundation of everything we do. We could get involved in politics. We could join this, you know, the school board and try to make a difference. And all those things are certainly important. We shouldn't hide our head in the sands. But if we don't have a relationship, we don't have a face-to-face with a Father, all that other stuff is empty. And we don't have not the energy, but the wisdom and the anointing to do what God's called us to do. Now, one of the things that I believe is important for us, and that is that we follow. I just slipped off the Bible and got into a pop song there. We follow our star. Yeah, we follow the destiny that God has put within us. That's what God has called us to do. You and I, together with God's purpose, bring around the change that America must have. My purpose is different than yours. My purpose is not bigger, better, more important than yours. We make it together. And that's why the body of Christ is brought together and works together. I pastored long enough to know. It took me a while to figure it out, I guess. Long enough to know that I was not the star of the church. My name was on the billboard and in the bulletin. But if I didn't have anointed servants and co-workers, I found out the first person that new member, that new visitor sees is more important than me. They may get by them, but if that first person they see and interchange, if they have a negative, if they have a collision with them, they're not going to hear what I say. I had a woman come to the church, came for several weeks, sat on the front row, was being blessed. And God was ministering and doing some wonderful things with her. She disappeared. I didn't know where she went. We didn't have good contact. A few weeks later, I ran across her. She was working in the library. I took a book back or something. I said, "Say, what happened to you?" She says, "Well, I'm embarrassed to tell you, but that usher you have said something to me that offended me. And it was a personal offense." I was, yeah, let me wring the neck of that guy. And I probably did, you know, in a sense, dealt with whatever needed to be dealt with. But I've remembered that incident. And so you that are servants in the house, you that are prayer persons, prayer warriors, intercessors, you that from the cleaning to the ushering, to the worship, all of the elements that happen in a public gathering are part of that. Now, step back, and all the elements that happen in the family of God are part of it. I had a couple of, maybe more than that, but I'm thinking of at least two of our ladies that were pastoral, and they would gather people around them. I mean, someone would come in and they'd just be attracted somehow to these types of people. And they would have their home group that we were part of course. They didn't do it privately. And they would raise up disciples and send them back into service in the church. That went on for 20 some years with several of them because that was their anointed calling. So I encourage you today, kind of tune out the white noise. Don't listen to the fear and all the things that that are happening out there. And begin to tune in what God is saying to you. Tune in and watch the things that God is doing in your life in particular. Okay, now, let's do a little Bible tonight, and I want to go to Ephesians. I did it this morning just a little bit. I wanted to come back to it, and I was reading the book. I come across an old book a few days ago that I had read before. I hadn't seen it for several years, by Madame Guyon from France in the 1600s, and she was credited to being the most influential writer of generations. She influenced several great moves of God by her encounters with God, her ability to pray, and the mystic part of God's kingdom, where she went in and visited and had times with God. But this book has an introductory step into the fellowship of the Father. I know I say a lot about and talk a lot about face-to-face, Father encounters. And often people will say, "Well, how do I do it? I pray, but I don't hear anything. I don't see anything." Well, Father encounters are that time we're in the presence of the Lord. And he said, enter into the presence of the Lord. Now, the door is open because Jesus opened the door. And the way was prepared because he paid the price for us to have, you know, interaction, for us to come and go and be a part of God's stuff. Now, this is the steps that she writes in her first couple of chapters. I just wanted to share it with you. And the first one is to come into a place where you can quiet down. And we call that our prayer closet, don't we? So we come in and we quiet down, get relaxed. Prayer is not just putting out energy and volume. Prayer is not trying to speak all the words we know. Prayer as I'm expressing it, and as this grand lady of the ancient times expressed it, is a face-to-face encounter with fellowshipping the Father and the presence of the Lord. So here's a key, and it has to do with the Word of God and the Bible. One of the things that has to happen is that we have to have our minds quieted down, and we have to focus, bring our focus in. I guarantee you, if you are common, when you try to pray, first thing that happens is you say, I wonder if I did the laundry. Oh, you know, I better make a note because I need to have a doctor's appointment. All of a sudden, our mind starts taking over and starts trying to, you know, run the show. Our mind just loves to be in charge, and we're used to it because that's the general way we go. Our mind is always engaged in something. But coming into prayer and coming into fellowship with the Lord has everything to do with closing off our mind. Now, we're not mindless, but we're minding. We're putting our mind on the things of the Lord. So the scriptures will do that for you if you'll settle down. And as you begin to read the scriptures and meditate upon them. Now, here's my suggestion. You don't speed read. You don't try to read 14 chapters. This particular, that's for another time. That's for, you know, Bible research, Bible study. You need to know the Word of God, so you have to read it. But I'm talking about this time of you and I coming into a place where we're able to come into the presence of the Lord. And this is how I do it, and this is how she has brought it up again, so that's why I wanted to repeat it. Let's go to Ephesians 3 and 16. I did it this morning, but I didn't go very far into it. And if you have your Bibles, there's a number of you already on with me. So exciting to know that we're, you know, kind of live together. We believe there's no distance in our spirits and no distance in prayer. So, and that's something you and me, you and I and the gang that's hanging in here with me, glory to God. Let me know where you are. Put a note in there. Let me know who's listening, where you are. And that'll be a blessing. 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. All right. Let me read the whole verse, then we'll come back to it. That he would grant to you the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. All right, we know that. Move on. Let's get another scripture. Let's get a better one. No. This is the discipline. If you're going to step in and be a part of what I'm sharing tonight about meditation and then opening up your spirit to the Lord. Now, your spirit, that inner man that sees and hears, gets blocked out by the out noise, the noise on the outside, and the mind that wants to control and rule. So let's take it slow just for a moment and then think and meditate upon what you're reading. And begin to visualize, begin to imagine yourself in this, begin just to open up that channel of receiving the revelation and the insight and the imagination of the Holy Ghost. The imagination of the Holy Ghost. Now that's old King James, but you get the point. Look at this. That Christ may dwell. That Christ may dwell. That's something. Just let it sink in. Take a deep breath. There you go. That Christ may dwell. This is dangerous. when you're speaking and preaching, you're not supposed to start slipping into the presence of the Lord too much. You might stop speaking. Okay, hold on. Now, the point of this is I want to just a little exercise and some encouragement for this week to be a new, something new, something fresh that maybe you've never done before. And let it be, do it several times so it becomes a habit and a training for the mind. Do it so that the mind begins to learn how to come into the presence of the Lord. I remember a book I read by Kenneth Hagin years ago talking about his experience of speaking in tongues. He said, when I first started speaking in tongues, I'd get on my knees and it'd take an hour for me to, you know, feel like I'm in the presence of the Lord. But after the exercising of that muscle, he said, boom, as soon as my knees hit the ground, I'm in. Isn't that something? As soon as his knees hit the ground, he felt the presence of the Lord. That's the muscle I'm talking about. So do it through the week. Give it 7 days where you take a scripture that you're drawn to. It could be on strength or healing or fellowship of the Lord, any kind of thing like that, okay? Now, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. My kids used to say, Dad, just write a check. Had no idea that there might not be any money in the bank. But to them, the only thing they knew was I just took a checkbook out. Well, here's the checkbook. But the bank of heaven never runs out. The bank of heaven never runs out. Wow. I think that's amazing to just let that soak in. Now, the purpose of this exercise is to feel the Lord's presence and to feel your spirit quieting down and your mind beginning to focus on the things of the Lord. You're never going to get into that place in God that you want to be in this, in the presence of the Lord in prayer, until you bring yourself in and submit to it and become a part of what God is doing for that moment. Amen. There's a moment that is so important for you and I to be a part of, and we need it every day. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Just spend a little time with that thought for a moment, will you? Rooted and grounded in love. God's love never fails. One of the most repetitive requests or complaints or, oh God, help me prayers, do you still love me? I wonder if God loves me today. You suppose God, is it still in favor of me? If you haven't done it, maybe Romans, 5th chapter or the 8th chapter through there would be really good for you to meditate upon. Neither height nor depth, nor anything present nor future. There's no angels, no devils are able to take away from us the love of God. Somebody needs to hear that on this broadcast today. You need to know that God loves you. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit today. You say, well, preacher, you've never had that doubt. You're a superstar. Oh, thank you. Glad you think so. You're a superstar. You've never had a doubt. You've never had a bad day. Okay. Well, we know that's not true. That's why I'm saying it in tongue in cheek. Because we all walk the same trail in the pathway, don't we? And there's times when I've had to take a hold of verses just like this and be reminded that I have a love from the Father that will never fail, never change, and never quit on me. And he will walk with me and encourage me and push me and lift me all the way through if I don't bolt on him and run the other way. All I have to do is just enjoy the journey and keep walking with him. Hallelujah. So here's my encouragement to you. Number one, this is not the end of the line. The church is not through. We've got a destiny ahead of us, a future that is supernaturally amazing. Number two, there's great things happening around the world as a sign that God is still in charge. But most of all, I want to encourage you to personally take some time with the Father. And this simple way of opening the book and letting the scriptures bring your mind into the presence of the Lord and to meditate upon those things until you feel the presence of the Lord and begin to fellowship with him in a new way. Amen. So wonderful to have you join me today. Thank you for that. I just want to pray for you before I leave. Don't forget now, we're still on our early morning broadcast every morning as we as we continue through the week. As far as I know, that's the journey God's still got me on. Sundays, I may drop the morning broadcast on Sunday, but I feel like the Sunday night broadcast, I want to let that be a blessing. I believe we'll get some new friends to join us along the way. Sunday night in our history for the church has been a wonderful night. There's so many glorious things happen on the Sunday night service. Well, we don't have those much anymore. Society has shifted. So I'm going to spend a little time with you on Sunday night. Amen. Make a note of it. Put it on your calendar. Set your set your computer or your internet for that, and we'll join you again. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the word that never fails. Thank you for the living word of God, Jesus Christ, that never fails. And I thank you for those who have tuned in, been a part of this joining together today. And I pray that the Spirit of God would do something special for each of those that were with me today and have joined this broadcast. And I release the anointing of the Lord in their personal walk as they journey into the Word of God and into prayer and find a new place in God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, until tomorrow morning or next Sunday night, we'll see you again. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Thank you for being with us today. It's such a pleasure and a blessing to us to know that we're able to speak into your life and give you something extra to chew on for a while. Be sure and contact us if you would like some prayer or teachings of any sort that we might be able to help you with. Don't forget, be sure and subscribe to our channel. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial gift, you can do that through our PayPal account. The notes are there that you can find in the notes below. God bless you, and we'll be seeing you at the next broadcast.